on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Turning on that September day, were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in LA? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset? First time in ages, I speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I've watched CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
How quickly we forget, huh? By the way, 911 was an inside job. We do understand that now, don't we, as we reflect. I was thinking, as that was playing, I looked down at the date. Today is 9/11/2024. If my math is any good, that would be 23 years ago. 23, two decades. Actually, a generation. So what do you mean? Well, if you were born on 9/11/2001, you would be 23 years old today. And you would have probably graduated from college, be a school teacher, be working at McDonald's, old enough to have children, maybe already have had children. Yet they continue in this mess that we're in, where they continue to change numbers and situations on us, and they want us now to believe that a generation now is what, 60 years? How could 60 years be a generation? How could 30 years be a generation? A generation, we have a generation of Americans right now, friends, I don't know what the percentage is, what the numbers would be, children under the age of 24 years old, adults under the age of 24 years old, who never experienced 911. What percentage of Americans do you suppose that would be? And do we, just curious, from your standpoint, are there big national celebrations and memorials and prayer gatherings today to commemorate what happened, the attack on America? By the way, the inside attack on America, government from within fighting. I mean, that's kind of the way it is, isn't it? And if there's anything that probably launched where we are today, it is the open attack on America by an inside job. It's where we are today. That's why all of our laws, and they keep telling us we're a democracy, of course. That's why we're in the mess we're in, because we were notified 23 years ago today that the America that we all know is gone. It's gone. It's been a slow drip, 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 drip to get where we are today. An 18-year-old kid, that's an adult, isn't it? An 18-year-old. Do you think he could go into a classroom today, seniors in high school, wherever that would be, and walk into the classroom and talk to them about 911? Do you think they would have any understanding or any memory of it at all?
Thank you.
I remember my mom and my dad talking about Pearl Harbor when Pearl Harbor was under attack, right? That happened in 1941. I was born in 52, do the math. And so in the 60s, when I get in school, it's like right now. It's like Pearl Harbor to my mom and dad was 911. It was 20 years later, and most people have forgotten it, didn't know anything about it, and yada, yada, yada. And oh man, that was the day that trillions of dollars disappeared too, as well. I'm gonna get off of that. But it shows how quickly we are manipulated and moved on to a different time. So, somebody help me out here. Anybody heard from Bin Laden and his crew? Anybody heard from them Muslims?
Amen.
Wait, I'm sorry. Those radical Muslims. Anybody heard anything from them? No, they just got us to go up somehow. They got us to go blow up most of the Middle East, go into Afghanistan and Iraq and lose all kinds of soldiers and do all kinds of stuff. And here, 24 years later, 23 years later, when it's old hat. We don't even talk about that anymore, right, folks? the manipulation of the American government is so total and so complete that we think it's business as usual. We don't even recognize.
Amen, Coach.
Yeah, amen. I'm going to get off of that. But folks, this stuff is so real. This is so real. Got a lot going on. A lot I want to try to share with you. I want to do our Go to the Liberty Action Network. I want to get our prayer out of the way here. Look at me. Are you looking at me? No, I'm not going to talk about the debate. No, it's political theater, folks. It's political theater. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know if your vote counts. I don't even know. I don't even know whether machines are real or fake. I don't know whether ballots are fake. I don't know. I really don't even know. I don't even know. And so they give us that political theater last night, Trump against Harris. Really, you know, can I tell what it is? It's like in a football game, you have two teams and you have quarterbacks. And Donald Trump's one quarterback and Kamala Harris, was Joe Biden, is the other team's quarterback. At least they tell us they're two teams. So Trump's one quarterback and Harris is the other quarterback, and we're all voting on who the quarterback's going to be. But you know what we're missing in this whole thing? You ready? Huh? Who's the head coach?
Boom.
Who's the head coach? Trump's a quarterback. Harris is a quarterback. Who's calling the plays? Who's the head coach? Huh. Because Donald Trump says he wants to make America great again. And Kamala Harris tells us America is great. But they're just quarterbacks. As we just saw, Joe Biden pulled a brain muscle. And what'd they do? They took him out of the game. They substituted the backup quarterback. And the game continued to go on. With Barack Obama calling the plays, he's the offensive coordinator. Hang on. But he isn't the head coach. Obama's not the head coach. He's the offensive coordinator. Somebody's calling the plays to Barack. And so they do all this last night, and they give Kamala, they give her an earpiece. Did you guys say, let me show you this, just so you don't think I'm crazy. Pull up, where is it? Number nine. I didn't watch the debate. I just saw this morning. Did you guys see this? Here is exactly what she was wearing last night. Exactly what Kamala Harris was wearing. NOVAH1 audio earrings. Huh? Yeah. I'll scroll down a little bit on that, Spence. Yeah. Please welcome the Nova H1 audio earrings. Now, Spencer, find a picture, Google real quick, and see if you find Kamala Harris's earrings. Picture of them from last night. Now, folks, it's all so rigged. I didn't watch 1 second of it. Not 1 second of it did I watch. There it is. Huh? Wow, huh? Wow. Boy, I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff today. But the Liberty Action Network is important. We want to do. Let's pull that up there. And then I'm going to start unleashing on all of you. Same thing. Okay. Excuse me. Mel, you got your hand up. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, I was wondering if we could just take a second to have Craig explain this action and what's going on with the with the United Nations. So, Craig, if you're there, can you just talk for a minute or two about like what the action's actually about?
Because it's important for us to understand that the real head coaches are above the United Nations, right? They're above those guys. These are people we can't even see that are making these decisions. You want to know how I know? Just follow the money. Just follow the money. Just follow. Hey, friends, you know why the Republicans aren't standing up and screaming and hollering? They're being paid off. Contributions to their political campaigns. And hang on. Somebody want to do some investigation out there? You know why nobody in Springfield's been screaming and hollering about all this immigration in Springfield? Anybody know why? Come on, somebody tell me you know why. Come on.
Money.
Let's do an investigation and see how much money
the city of Springfield has received to take these guys in, hands in. John, go ahead. John Paradise, go ahead. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, Coach, how's it going? Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want an investigation done, if people have information that they can contact for what's going on in Springfield, I know you can go to lwctips@protonmail.com. They're the ones that just released the undercover footage of the what happened in the courts and how it was disgrace and mockery of justice that Trump ended up coming out with the news conference last week, which caused Judge Merchan to actually push back the sentencing until the middle of November. Right. So it's, if you go to LWC, which is Louder with Crowder, tips at protonmail.com, they will investigate it. They will find out any information, eyewitnesses, accounts. They will do a full investigation, and then they will publish it to millions of people that watch the show. Just want to throw that out there.
Somebody put that in the chat. LWC, Louder with Crowder. Give me the rest of it. Somebody put it in there for us. Louder with Crowder tips. Louder with Crowder tips at protonmail.com. There it is. Put that in there. You got some tips for him. Look, I want to get this down. I got some stuff. It's really relevant. Somebody else had their hand up. I flipped off of it. Who was it? Jack, go ahead. Okay. Let me get my feet under me here. Yeah. Go ahead, Jack.
Real quick. Trump brought it up last night, and the moderator had a letter from the mayor saying that it wasn't true. They were all prepared
for that. I got proof for you here. I got proof for you today. Craig, come on in. Okay, Craig, tell us what's going on here.
This is the circling of the wagons. Okay. Go back to 1992, Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the fruition of what you're getting ready to see.
So when George Bush talked about a new world order, he was the first guy, old Poppy Bush, he was the first guy to utter that. Is that right, Craig?
Well, not only that, and then 2 years later, right after he did that, the United Nations started Agenda 21. Okay. This work is the outflow, the 17 sustainable developmental goals, and at the end of that action on MELS are links to the United Nations. Go look at what those 17 sustainable developmental goals are. Look under gender equality and look under abortion and look under transgenderism. These are all hidden in there. And the UN is going to be the arm to enforce this. You read yesterday on May 11th, 2016, Obama, the United States, and 29 countries assigned to the Kegel Amendment that says if you cannot take care of your people, the United Nations has the legal right to come in and occupy your land. Mm. So this is the culmination. This is what I am the watchman on the wall blowing the trumpet to the people. Ezekiel 33:3, if the blood falls, it's not because I haven't told you. They are trying to agree in the 79th Congress or the 79th General Assembly to do this so they can push this one world agenda. And that's why this is so important to be in a spirit, not only of prayer, but of faith that the Lord will cause the derision that it talks about in Psalm 2. He'll laugh at their displeasure. He knows what they're trying to do. Amen. He's going to usurp them. He's going to pull it out. He's going to make it however he says. Amen. You can only go to this level of the sea, and the sea stopped right here. And
I've been
the
young and
starts.
I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I'm with you, man. I'm with you, Craig. Amen. Okay, who wants to read it today? I can do it, but I'd love to involve some of you in there. Anybody, first of all, you have to be able to see the screen. If you can't see the screen, then you can't do it. Somebody out there say, yeah, Coach, I'll read it.
I got it.
Okay, cool. Who was that? Steve Deck. Welcome back, Stever. Welcome back. Action. Okay, Steve, right there. It's up on the screen, brother.
If you say no, then join me and recite Psalms 2 for 30 consecutive days during the United Nations General Assembly 79 General Assembly scheduled for its opening on September 10th, 2024 to October 10th, 2024.
It had been yesterday. It opened yesterday.
The Messiah's triumph. Why do the United Nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, Jesus, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The
Amen.
Lord shall hold them in derision.
Yes, sir.
Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my King Jesus on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare and decree, the Lord has said to me, you are my son, Jesus. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations of your inheritance.
Amen.
And the ends of the earth for your possession.
Stop a second, Steve. Stop a second. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. Have we asked him? Have we asked that of him? Or are we said, well, we're going to get out of here. We're going to leave this behind. We don't want it. We're going to give it to somebody else. Keep going, Steve.
You shall break them with a rod of iron, and you shall dash them into pieces with like a potter's vessel. Lord, you are our potter. We are your clay.
Amen.
Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, King Jesus, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are those who put their trust in him, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we just pray in the prayer of agreement, Lord, that righteousness will roll down like a mighty river, Lord, that you will break the bonds of wickedness that has seized this country, and that Christ alone will be glorified as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the head coach, the general manager, the team owner. It's you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thanks, Steve. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, hang on. Hang on. Man, I got a million things I want to do. Go to number two. No geese being eaten, right? No geese being eaten in Springfield. They have no reports of any geese being, really? Okay, scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. There ain't any geese being eaten there. Come on, there ain't no geese. That's all made up. There's no geese. Play it.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women. I couldn't tell the age because I'm in a hurry going to this orientation, so I don't let be late.
What direction did they go?
They went up towards the middle of down towards downtown.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second. I'm coming to the intersection of. Give me a second here. It says Water and Water Street.
Water and Water. Is that the area
yes,
you saw them?
Yes. It was about 2 minutes back behind me. I was trying to get my phone out and trying to make it to this orientation on time. I'm time crunching here. And I saw that. I'm like, yeah, this has got to be reported.
So how many geese did they have?
They each had one.
Okay, you can stop. Because they've received no reports of it, right? No, they've had no reports of any geese. No reports of it. That's what the media told us today. No reports of any geese. No reports. Right? Oh, my goodness. Leaked audio, 911. You don't have to believe it. See, look, we live in a world of confusion and lying, and we don't really know what's true anyway, do we? Do we not? Do we know what's true? Do we know what's true? I talked to somebody yesterday on the ground in Springfield, and they said, yes, this is going on. Yes, yes, 12 of them are living in an apartment. Yes, they are. Yes, they're receiving government money. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And if somebody wanted to do a real investigation, all you need to do is maybe we ought to do it. Let's demand an investigation of how much money the city of Springfield has received for bringing in these illegal, call them what it is, illegal immigrants. People say, well, coach, we have to have compassion on them. They're human beings. I agree. They are human beings. Come in the right way. Because friends, whether you realize it or not, they're destroying your family. They're raising your taxes. You're being financially damaged by this. You are. And it's not that we don't want them come in. We want them to come in orderly, come in a way that they can be able to, what's the word? To assimilate in the culture. In the church, just swallows it hook, line, and sinker. Oh yeah, bring them in. We can bring them to Jesus, and then they go to Haiti, where they're not even in Haiti. They're in Springfield, and the church doesn't go. Yeah. Deanne, I feel like you got something important to say. Come on in. I'm not done. Just getting started.
Yes, sir. Real quick. And good morning. I am wondering about these driver's license that these individuals are receiving. I mean,
Deanne, let me interrupt you a second. Because yes, I did some investigation yesterday. You know what's going on? I hear, I don't know if it's true, that they are getting automobiles and purposely wrecking them and then trying to get money from the people that they ran their car into and try to collect money from their insurance.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
Huh? I'm waiting.
They've run the American way pretty quickly, haven't they?
Yeah. But I'm wondering, though, I mean, is anybody going to turn around and sue the state? We're being told these individuals, these Haitians, can't read nor write in English. You know what I mean? They're still in their native.
They're going into the public schools. They're going into the public schools, and they're having to hire interpreters and all the stuff in the public schools. By the way, are you looking at me? Your tax dollars, baby. At what point? I'm going to take you somewhere you didn't know you were going to go today. Thanks, Dan. Okay, so here I sit. I know guys want to make comments, but I got to go. Some Chad's going to say, "Go on, keep going." I will, Chad. I will. Quickly, Betty. Quickly.
Okay, I talked to Donna Hodge on the way home from South Dakota, yeah. And she said they're also stealing pigs off the farms.
Sure they are.
And they're going to the grocery stores, and they're spitting in them, and they're tasting them and putting them back.
Okay, Betty, let me tell you something. Can I tell you something worse than that, Betty? They're stealing from you.
Yes.
They're stealing your tax dollars. By the way, stealing your tax dollars with governmental approval, which has to be some form of it's got to be some type of, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Everybody who voted for this to happen ought to be held to account. I'm still going someplace. Stay with me. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help us.
Misappropriation.
Okay, pardon me?
I just said misappropriation, coach. I think that's the word you were looking for.
Okay, so hang on. So can I tell you the truth? Is it okay if I tell you the truth here? So the city officials I'm just assuming. Because I understand that they had maybe a big meeting last night, so I don't know what happened last night at the city council meeting. City council is not, these people have been there. These Haitians, 20,000 of them, have been there for a couple of years. And then nobody doing anything about it. And nobody knows who to turn to. Nobody knows the elected officials, their hands are tied. Can I tell you why their hands are tied? Because they've probably taken millions of dollars. They can't stand up and push back. So when you go to your city council meeting and you complain, what they're not telling you is all those people sitting up there voted to take that money. They're all guilty. You're all guilty. Now, hang on a minute. Who's been harmed? Who's been harmed? You, me, every taxpayer has been harmed. Who's paying for it? They're giving them, we know this, right? We know this. They're giving them debit cards. Are you ready for this? They're registering to vote. You ever heard of motor voter? So these guys come over here. They give them a driver's license and register them to vote. Bill Clinton. Thank you, Bill Clinton. Okay, hang on a second. I got a lot today. Pull up number four. You guys know Thomas Massie. I don't know if you know this or not. Thomas Massie is one of the guys down in Kentucky. And he doesn't go alone to get along, never has. I don't know if you know this or not. His wife died unexpectedly a couple months ago. Do you guys know that? Perfectly healthy. Thomas Massie pushing back against his colleagues and why she dies. Go ahead and play this.
And I would call on Mr. Massie.
Can we be honest with the American people about what's going on here? This is political theater. I'm going to call out both sides right here. It's all posturing. It's fake fighting. We all know where it ends up. This is Groundhog Day. I don't care if the Democrat is the speaker or Republican is the speaker. We always get a CR in September, and then we get an omnibus. Sometimes there's a twist on that. We might get the omnibus before Christmas, but if we're not good, it comes after Christmas. But that's what's going to happen. And in the meantime, it's political theater. You know, we've got it's good theater. We've got great writers. I wish they'd just come up with a new plot. It's the same plot every fiscal year. What should we be doing? It's already been discussed. We should have done 12 separate bills. We should have done 12 separate bills. But again, whether Democrats are in control or Republicans are in control, we never do the 12 separate bills. Why do we always spend at least as much as we did last year, and why do we never cut spending? It's because Democrats want to grow the welfare state, and Republicans want to grow the military-industrial complex. And we're eventually going to get together, and they're both going to go up. I guarantee it. And both parties are just fine letting the bureaucrats do their thing, which should be our thing, according to Article 1, Section 8 in the Constitution. We are empowered with these things. Most important of the things we do is the funding, and that's the big lever we have. You know, I've sat through now almost 2 years of hearings in this Congress where we've exposed lies at the CDC, shortcuts at the FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF, over-prosecution of January 6ers at the DOJ, targeting common citizens at the FBI, spying by the NSA, illegal mandates for livestock by the USDA, targeting plant vaccine or transgenic plant vaccine at the NSF, and censorship, the censorship industrial complex of which the NSF is part of. Automobile kill switch at the DOT. Now, these are all things I think most Democrats are just fine with, this kind of totalitarian state that the bureaucrats are pushing on us. But Republicans at least pretend to be against these things. But what are we going to do this September? We're going to fund every freaking one of those things that we have exposed. That is the tool that we have, is the funding. Why are we funding things we don't like? We don't have to. Well, it's because we're addicted to spending. And this doesn't do anything about the addiction at all. So let me touch on one point too here that I think is important. Is, you know, a couple years ago, or a summer and a half ago, I suppose now, we did something where we allowed the debt limit to be increased. But as a condition of that, we said if you do a CR that lasts past April 30th, everything's going to get cut 1%. And that, to me, seemed like at least a little tinge of fiscal responsibility was creeping in. But now I notice that this CR, instead of going 1 year and giving us time to do the 12 appropriations bills, is going to go 6 months. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen because this goes 6 months. Number one, it ends in March 28th, on March 28th. Well, the automatic cuts happen on April 30th if the CR went past that. So that is exactly why the speaker chose a six-month CR, is so we don't have even the chance, a threat to this town. It's a threat of a 1% cut.
In the chat, what are you saying? It's one big, folks, come on. Come on, man. Come on. By the way, I just got this text. Guy from Springfield on Facebook, it is what it is, says the city government's getting $2,500 per person per month. The Haitians get Social Security, Medicare, food stamps. You've been financially damaged. You understand? You've been. We have been. This two-card money put Trump up there, Trump against Harris. Remember, two quarterbacks. They're just two quarterbacks. We know that. Why? Because the Democrats' quarterback got hurt. Biden got hurt. And they just bring in a substitute quarterback. That's all they did. So who above them is pulling all the strings? That's what we... That's why we got. I'm sorry. I got 20,000 things I got to still got to get to. Go ahead, Craig.
So let me explain what the plan's going to be with all the immigrants. Okay, I was working that day about 12 miles north of the Capitol on September 11th. The September 11th had a profound effect on public safety in the fire department. What happened after that is we need more firefighters. So what would happen is they would grant. Our local Montgomery County, I'm going to pay for 50 firefighters for 3 years. I'm going to cover the salary, Montgomery County. But guess what? After 3 years, it's on your dollar. So what's going to happen is they've put these people on the federal government dollar. And when the economy crashes and there's 20 to 30% unemployment, like the Great Depression, guess what? That money goes away. And guess what? Those immigrants are in your locality and there ain't no money coming from the federal government. And guess what kind of chaos they're going to bring to your town?
Amen,
that's the plan. They fed them, they're giving it, and they're just getting ready to yank it away when the whole system falls down and then chaos is over the country.
Yes, sir. There's a plan. Remember, we got two quarterbacks. One of them's injured, and they brought in a replacement, not a very good replacement at that, but don't worry. Daddy's in charge. Okay, I gotta go to this is really, really critical for us to understand. Now, hang on. Bear with me. I want to do a mea culpa and a not a mea culpa. I want this to, we have how many days? Somebody do some math. We got less than 2 months till election time, right?
55 days.
How many, Betty? 55 days? Mail-in ballots have already started. The election's already underway. Election's already rigged, whether you want to believe it or not. I don't even know if we'll have an election.
Amen.
Anyway, let me stay with me a second, okay? Stay with me. I'm total support of Dr. Corsi and what he's doing with algorithms. Here's a problem we have. He will never prove that in how many days? 55 days? He'll never prove it in 55 days. We can go out, we can do whatever we want to. They'll litigate it, 55 days. It'll never get done. I believe he's found an algorithm. I believe he has. Now he has to prove it. Hey, folks, do you have any idea how much they're going to stonewall? Let's say Dr. Corsi has found something. Do you have any idea how much Republicans and Democrats are going to stonewall that? Are you looking at me? Thomas Massey just told us it's all theater. You don't think the Republicans and Democrats are all in on it, that they know what's going on? Come on now. Come on. They know, right? They know. And so Dr. Corsi, God bless him, cannot stop. He can't stop it. We cannot stop the cheating in the election in 55 days. I'm behind. I'm all, by the way, yeah, the Coach Dave Live is in the chat. The presentation that Dr. Corsi made 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, is in the chat. So you can watch that. We got that done. Thanks for getting that up. So stay with me. And then we have Dr. Frank. God bless Dr. Frank, because Dr. Frank is doing the exact same thing, telling us what's the problem according to Dr. Frank. Well, the problem is the voter rolls. The voter rolls. And he's right. What's the problem? See if you're following along, class. What's the problem with what Dr. Frank is doing? Can somebody help me? Somebody, come on. Let's see if we got a good class here. What's the problem with what Dr. Frank's doing, going around checking voter rolls and getting rid of the bad address? What's the problem with that? Nobody?
It's not a voter issue. It's an election issue that you were talking about the other day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, first of all,
election process.
First of all, it can't be done in 55 days. Right? I believe everything Dr. Frank has told us. It can't be done in 55 days. It can't be done. The mail-in ballots, all that, it can't be done in 55 days. So we need something to, boom. We need something to happen now. Now. And here's another one. I'm going to show you a video here in a second. Bear with me. In fact, get number six ready at the 1:40. You see where it is. Get that ready. Believe it or not, I had a conversation with this guy within the last few days. And Jovan Pulitzer, I don't know if you guys know that name, but he's probably one of the world's brightest guys. And he says there's only one way to stop it. Only one way to stop. Listen, because of time. Time constraints. We don't have time to go check voter rolls in every city and get it litigated. We don't have time. It's the same thing with what Dr. Corsi is saying. He could be absolutely 100% correct, but we don't have time. They're going to litigate it and stretch it out. Somebody say amen so you understand what I'm talking about, right? So,
amen.
Amen.
We're 55 days away, friends. So I had a great conversation with Jovan Pulitzer. I don't think he would care that I told this. And I just want you to, this guy's absolutely brilliant. I know most of you probably have never heard of him. But this is an interview he did with Roseanne Barr. I just want to play a few minutes of it. And he's going to explain what we're facing. Go ahead.
Okay. So one of the first things that happened for me was...
Stop a minute. Folks, they beat us with the words. I don't know if you're going to get time to see it in this interview. I'll put it in the chat. They're calling it voter fraud when it's election fraud. Do you understand? In order to prove voter fraud, you have to prove that all of those illegal immigrants purposely voted fraudulently. Voter fraud. But how can you prove voter fraud when the government registered them? And the government registered you to vote when you go vote? And so they got us chasing voter fraud, voter fraud, voter fraud, voter fraud. He said, no. Election fraud. What they have done is given us fraudulent registrations. The problem's the government, not the illegal. Is anybody tracking what I'm saying? Go ahead. Words mean
you
things.
You probably heard of me when I first came out. So take this is your ballot. Take your ballot.
What's this?
And I want you just to fold it in half. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to watch you while you fold it. Go ahead and fold it like you fold it.
Okay.
So you folded it. You go ahead and fold it. Now, can you see how each of you folded it differently? Hang on. I'm going to repeat.
Sorry.
Here's what Jake did. Jake went, whoosh, and he was done. What did you do? Ready? You went.
Yeah.
And then you went this. So that's actually multiple folds. Now, here's physics. Hang on. Here's physics. I realized that we can see that fold. Yeah. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that fold out of the paper.
Okay.
Just go ahead and try it any way you want.
And fold the other way.
Okay, so you're naturally going to do what? You fold it the other way.
That's
now, in
I
physics,
did.
Here's what you've done. You've now broken the paper twice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You broke it one way, and now you broke it the other way.
Yeah.
So that can never, ever, 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 ever go back to its original. You can't get rid of it.
No.
And so in the study of motion or physics, and we're watching TV, and they're recounting ballots like this, when we should see them like this, even if they're stacked, we'll see these ripples, right?
Right.
And I'm on TV, I'm going, those aren't mail-in ballots.
Right. They should have been folded in the mail.
Because they weren't mechanically folded. Right. Yeah. It's perfect. So I said, look, as a...
Patrick Byrne talked about this.
As a technologist, I can see that and I can develop something for it. Okay. Now, let me give you yours back. Okay.
This is when I heard you. Okay.
So first, we're going to do an exercise. I want you to look at your piece of paper, and I want you to look at the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a check on it?
A check?
Do you see a pen marked check?
No.
No.
Do you remember when we were getting ready, when I took this stack of paper and I was using the pen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remarked in here the statistical number of counterfeit ballots that it takes to change an election. And then I told you, randomly choose one, which we did.
Yeah.
What were the odds of you choosing one of the ones I marked was going to be counterfeited? Zero.
I would have to know how many you marked.
And that's why they do it.
Wow.
That's why they do it. That's why they do risk-limiting audits. Because they say, we'll go in and pull a few, and we'll look at them. So let me tell you what those few are. In 2018,
wow,
to verify that the election in Georgia was run right... First off, the risk-limiting audit is run by the very companies and individuals that run the election, meaning your county officials and the program software providers they use. So out of a metropolitan area of a couple of million people, how many ballots did they look at to verify the election was run correctly?
Two?
500.
No, 25.
Oh, my God!
What they said in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow. Okay, you can get Fulton it
County.
All.
They looked-
look, put this in the chat, okay? Because... Jovan has a plan. And I know the enemy watches here, so I'm just not going to say a whole lot about it, but I'll help you guys understand exactly what the plan is. Because look, hey friends, 55 days from election. We're 55 days from the election. Ballots have already been mailed out. Is there anything at all that can be done to stop the stealing of this election? Are you looking at me, friends? They hate Kamala. Voters aren't voting for Kamala. They're just telling, they're rigging polls, they're doing all that stuff to make us think it's close. Remember quarterbacks and head coaches? Remember that? And that interview, I didn't watch the debate last night, but you tell me that ABC wasn't on Kamala's team? So there's rigging going on right in front of us. How do we stop it? I want all of you to do me a favor. Today, take time to watch that interview that Jovan did with, I just put in the chat, with Roseanne. And it's going to explain everything that's going on. And then we'll go from there. Okay, I got more stuff I could go on. I'm going to stop right there right now. Come on in. Come on in. Tell me you learned something today. Did you learn something today? Do you guys understand that Dr. Corsi and Dr. Frank, God bless them both, neither one of those things will be adjudicated in 55 days.
Boom.
We get that? We understand that? If Dr. Corsi proves tomorrow there's an algorithm, can you imagine the legal challenges going to come from the other side and You get it, right? They're going to string it out, string it out, string it out. What are they going to say? Well, wait a minute. We found this. This is right. We're going to put a hold on the election. Well, that's a possibility, isn't it? You get it? Do we understand what's going on? Do you understand the game that they're playing? Do you understand Trump's a quarterback and Kamala's a quarterback, but the head coaches are people we don't even see? Johnny, come on in.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Yeah, so who's to say that, of course, he has a case with the algorithm? He hands it right over to the very people who are in charge who created the whole thing to begin with.
Johnny, because listen, he's calling it voter fraud. That gets it into another category. If it's
right,
election,
and it's election fraud,
the government's at fault. You get, folks,
amen.
You better get
yep.
this. If it's voter fraud, the individual voter's in trouble. If it's election fraud, those who are running the election are the ones who are in trouble. Do you get the difference? You see the difference? Boom. And what have they been doing? They have been registering non-legal voters. Who has? The government has. It's election fraud. Go ahead, Johnny. I didn't mean to cut you off. It was important to make this point. That point.
Yeah, they definitely stacked the deck.
On purpose.
I mean, they're the dealers. The government's the dealer. They stacked the deck for their own favor. It's just a show.
So who's the intrepid reporter out there that's going to find out how much money the city of Springfield, Ohio has received from the government? By the way, Jovan showed me how to find that. Now, hang on. You and I have been financially damaged by it. You and I have. Through election fraud, not voter fraud. Election fraud. You see, what are you talking about, Coach? How have you been damaged? About $54,000 per immigrant. You and me. Where do you think that money's coming from? So the election fraud has made us, we're the victims, folks. We've been fighting this whole thing wrong. We're the victims. We have a plan. Hang on. George Howard, come on in, George, then Joe.
Yeah, it was back in, well, Trump said all along, if you listen to him, he says we've caught you all. And back, I can't remember what year it was. I don't know if it was 16 or if it was for the 2020 election. But a gentleman by the name of Steve Prezenik, I think, he was on Alex Jones's show. And during the whole election process was a military issue. And they actually watermarked all the ballots. So they had it way back then. Okay. Trump has come out many times and has said, if you listen, we've caught you all. And they did it through that. And Steve Prezenik was one of the guys in the military that had something to do with watermarking the ballots because they knew there was going to be an issue.
So I don't want to drag us all into the weeds, okay? I'm not questioning anything you said, Joe. Folks, we're fighting the wrong battle. It's election fraud. It's not voter fraud. It's election fraud.
Exactly.
Our secretaries of state are complicit in the fraud. Whoever voted. So one of the things that Jovan said we need to do, well, I'm not going to get the game plan out here, is we need to bring legal action because we've been financially damaged, to make the government verify that everyone voting is a legal voter. It's the government responsibility, not us running around checking the voter rolls. The government, you understand that? Frank LaRose is the criminal. Whether he's done the right thing or the wrong thing, election fraud has taken place. He is running the elections. He is negligent in his responsibilities.
Boom.
He's the criminal. Joe.
I watched this, and I want to say by law enforcement standards. So when the person does call law enforcement saying this election fraud, that PD or SO is going to arrest you for disturbing the peace in that election area.
Mm-hmm.
So what standards do you do then? You know, you're already now you're going to get arrested because you call the cops to the election area. So his quick response, because he wants to get this, he don't want to be there. He's gonna arrest you for election for disturbing the peace there. So what recourse are you gonna do?
Joe, we got a plan way beyond that. We got a plan.
Yeah, I know.
He's factored in all that stuff. Factored. See, your local sheriff is the one responsible for election fraud. Your local sheriff. It's their local elections. Local elections, folks. Your sheriff's the guy to call, not your representative, not the FBI, not one. No. Your local sheriff. and we have to prove to our local sheriff we've been damaged. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but our governor already told us they found 600 illegal voters. Well, folks, there it is. That's election fraud. How did those people get registered? It's election fraud. You with me? This is deep. I don't have time to explain it here in 28 seconds. Jeff Nell.
Yeah, real quick, Coach, that the sheriff of Washoe County was in the homosexual parade. There's no way in Washoe County be approved by that nut.
Okay, then we'll go to a different one. Jack.
Yeah, it's always the same issue, Coach. We gotta be more critical thinking on these words.
We do. Words. Jovan said they changed everything by the words. They used the words legally to defeat us.
Yeah. Stop using driver's license. It's not a driver's license. It's international identification and tracking device. Stop using it. And it's not a state issue. It's a federal issue because of Real ID. Real ID because of Homeland Security. Homeland Security because of the Patriot Act. Patriot Act because of 9/11 and Oklahoma City and Waco. And come on, people, wake up. Hey. Evaluation versus inflation. It's not real.
By the way, Jack, where are those Muslims and their terrorism? Where did that go? Come on in, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, I sat through the process in Tulsa County when they had that revote. Dr. Corsi was there. He was wanting to check it out, you know, and all that. But God has trained me, Coach, by putting me in the battle, getting me in the and seeing it firsthand. I am with my eyes and with my ears, and I'm learning this. You know, only way we're going to change anything is maybe even after the fact. It's still to come. But you have to be educated first, and you have to know, okay? But what I'm seeing now, Coach, is now that we understand that the local sheriff, the county sheriff, is the highest law on the land. He's the one that does the ballot. He's over all the ballots. That they preserve those. They move those. They do everything with the election process. They're over that. So, Coach, what I'm learning now in Oklahoma, the 77 counties, 77 sheriffs, and the number one sheriff he is a constitutional sheriff. He's the president of the Oklahoma Sheriff's Association. And now, you know what he's doing, what's going on, Coach? They're getting the people to understand you need to be a militia, the Second Amendment. They're for it, Coach. They see what's coming. They see the chaos that's coming. And they're trying to get the people to get on the right side of this thing and make it not be a vigilante thing, but be a lawful process. And Coach, I can see, if you can just sit back and watch this, that's what's coming. It's a county level, it's local level action.
So
local level action. It's all going to be local level, Coach. And when you see one county turn, the other county is going to go, look, they got control over there. What did they do? Look how they did that. This is
Springfield, Ohio. Springfield, Ohio is a gift, folks. It's a gift to us, right?
Amen, Coach. Amen.
If somebody were to steal from you at your home, would you call the FBI? You wouldn't call the FBI, would you? Who would you call? Well, you'd call your local sheriff. Your local sheriff would come, and he'd do a report and begin an investigation, supposedly, right? So through election fraud, they're stealing from you. Why are you calling Congress? Why are you calling the FBI? Call your local sheriff. Sheriff, they're stealing money from me. They're giving it to, hey, it's deeper than this, folks, but this is how simple it is, right? And we have nefarious people listening right now, so I can't say too much, right? I can't. But you better wake up and understand. How many days, Betty? 55 days. We got 55 days to save America. God bless you. Thanks for being here. See you tomorrow.